Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host Luckett Peeris also greets all of us. Let's go straight down to the Sydney Cricket Grounds where we focus on the fifth and the final Ashes test between England and Australia. England will be disappointed that they were bowled out for 384 after winning the toss and electing to bat first, because at one stage they were 6 wickets down for 323, looking at a score of around 450. That was their basic target. But after the dismissal of Jamie Smith, the wicketkeeper, for 46, they crumbled to 384. The feature being Joe Root making 160 with 15 boundaries. He also equals the record for most amount of test centuries in the Ashes series alongside the great Ricky Ponting. Harry Brook looked very good on 84, but end of the day, I think they'll be disappointed, bowled out for 384. Michelle Naser took 4 for 60, Mitch Stark 2 for 93, Scott Boland 2 for 85, Cameron Green 1 for 85 as well. Australia short file ago, 266 for the loss of 3 wickets. Travis Head at the wickets on 154 alongside his captain Stephen Smith on 9. Manus Labuschagne was bowled yesterday out for 48. He'll be disappointed. But Ben Stokes has taken 2 wickets for 41. Right now we go across to the Brisbane hospital, where the good news is that Damien Martin has recovered from the coma. Like I made mention, the family has given all the credit to the wonderful medical team and to the numerous fans who have remembered Damien Martin in his prayers. He's recovered from meningitis and they said he'll be moved to a normal ward shortly. So that is very good news indeed. Right then, now we have the bad news that Bangladesh has refused to play their T20 World Cup in India, and that brings a bit of a triangle problem in the Asian cricketing first subcontinent cricketing fraternity. Is it because we do have a problem now with Pakistan and India, and now the third problem is Bangladesh and India as well. So most probably Bangladesh will end up playing their T20 series for the World Cup here in Sri Lanka. We'll keep our eyes focused. So far they have refused, like I made mention yesterday clearly, that they have said that they don't want to travel India under any circumstances after the IPL controversy with Mustafizur Rahman, because he was selected by KKR and then ultimately dished out based on the geopolitical issues that they are facing. And remember that the Pakistanis don't play in the IPL because they were banned from playing in the IPL back in 2008. Come 2026, we have Bangladesh being banned playing in the IPL. So the only subcontinental team that will be playing in the IPL are the Sri Lankans. Well, that's sad news, of course, not for Sri Lanka, but also, but basically for subcontinental cricket, put it that way. Right, we also welcome the Pakistan cricket team to Sri Lanka. They landed yesterday for a 3 T20 series, which will be played in Dumbula. We sincerely hope that Mother Nature will be kind to us and we'll have a wonderful series here. And play gets underway tomorrow at 7 o'clock, the first T20 game in Dambulla, and we hope that both teams will give us some excellent entertainment. Let me quickly run across to South Africa, because the Indian under-19 team are having a few matches in South Africa, because the 50-over World Cup gets underway shortly, and South Africa did very well yesterday. They made 245 for the loss of 6 wickets against a strong Indian bowling lineup, but they ultimately lost the game on the DLS method because it started heavy weather conditions, restricted the game to a DLS scenario. So the equation was 175 runs in 23.2 overs for India, and they got there well on time, just losing 2 wickets. So India win the game by 8 wickets with the DLS formula. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting series, that's for sure. I'm talking about the under 19 World Cup, which will be played in both Namibia and Zimbabwe. Before I wind up, just a gentle reminder that the WIPL gets underway tomorrow at, on the 9th. On the 9th, WIPL gets underway. And the first game is between reigning champions Mumbai Indians and Bengaluru. Right, that's about it from me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host Lucky Pires. We'll spin your record for your listening pleasure.